My name is Tracy Talley. I'm representing the American Seed Trade. I am the first vice chairman.
So what are y'all working on right now?
Well, right now there's several issues we're working with cover crops, environmental conservation, and innovative plant breeding.
And so I know that's becoming more and more popular with farmers. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing out in the field right now?
Well, the first thing I'd like to mention is innovative plant breeding. And with that, we're seeing a huge amount of technology that's about to be coming onto the market that can be used in selecting different seeds to help maintain our quality and our production to the farmer.
When it comes to environmental and conservation, what impact does that have on using the best quality seed?
Most people don't realize that our federal seed laws don't cover environmental seeds. So the purity, germ, the testing, it's not required on the federal level. Some states require it, not all. So that's where it becomes very important, making sure you're dealing with a reputable company, because we will be testing. We will be checking purity, germination, making sure people get the quality products without the invasive species being in there.
And that can potentially have great cost effects and impacts to farmers when they plant seed that can allow for those weeds to come in and really take over.
It really can affect you. Just the germination, not having something that, you have something that has a huge dormancy, not a good germ. It could be years for that dormancy's broken. And the testing of that is very critical to try to get a stand to get ahead of those weeds population.
And using cover crops can really sometimes reduce the inputs that you're putting into your crops as well, because you're not using chemicals or anything like that necessarily.
Correct. On cover crops, we are seeing through the studies, however, they're mainly north of the Oklahoma area, the Midwest, where it's been going on for 4 years. We are seeing a huge improvement in soil health, and that's really what we're trying to go for. Two-thirds of the individuals, farmers who have used it over a four-year period, report back that they're seeing a better health in their crops after a cover crop planting. They're seeing that their current crop, cash crop, is weathering the weather better and is more consistent in their yields.
Are you seeing more traditional farmers come over and utilize your methods now?
There's estimated this coming year, in 2016, the average farm acreage will be 339 acres per farm using cover crops.
And it can be quite the transition for folks. Where can they go to get more information about using cover crops and the different methods that y'all advocate for?
I would probably start off with a reputable seed dealer, because they're going to know what's available and what you can use in your area.